the opportunity for farmers to embrace climate smart practices and to lead, frankly, not just agriculture, but really the U.S. economy in a way that I think will be beneficial in the long term and provide international leadership as well on this issue of climate. You know, we're seeing tremendous drought. We're seeing storms, and we've got to be able to give the farmers and ranchers and producers tools to be able to deal with this and still stay in business. So when you take a look at the climate smart activities, the additional processing capacity that's going to create competition, and also rebuilding the food, the local and regional food system. We learned, Tony, during the pandemic, the early stages of the pandemic, that our system, while it was efficient, was certainly not as resilient as it needs to be. And so we're building muscle, we're building fabric and connections, if you will, that will allow us over time to have producers with multiple choices in terms of where they market whatever it is they're growing and raising. And I think that transformation that's taking place of our food system is going to benefit farmers. It's also going to benefit consumers because it's going to give consumers lots of choices. It's going to give consumers the ability to know that when they spend their consuming dollar, that they're maybe helping the local economy or they're helping the environment. And I think that's going to give consumers a good feeling about all of this. And it's going to better connect, I think, those of us who consume with those who produce. And I think that's also a benefit. So I'm excited about the future.